This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Carlos and others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Carlos in Virginia and others, stay right there. Mark in North Carolina, you name it, your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday broadcast is 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. But getting into this article out of the London Guardian, this is the exact stuff I read from the United Nations and Ray Kurzweil and Google and all of them, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. And this is their religion. It's their game plan. It's what they've adopted. It's where they're going. And they can rationalize that they're going to keep all the technology and power for themselves because they're the saviors of the planet. And because they got in control, it's social Darwinism, they deserve to be in control. They deserve to run this operation because the fact that they're in control is prima facie or on its face that they are the heir apparent to the world. Well, here's the deal. I want to try to warn the public. I want them to know what's going on. I want to try to build some alternative debates about the future of humanity because there's not even an intellectual discussion in the general public about the fact that the decision's been made to bring in world government and exterminate most of the population. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. How many times have I told you the elite want to become gods? And they've had the New York Times and others make jokes about it. A new report suggests that the marriage of AI and robotics could replace so many jobs that the era of mass employment could come to an end. Oh, it's suggested? Is that why Bill Joy, 16 years ago, wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us and said he went to a conference with 200 top tech owners and billionaires and the consensus was we're not just going to let humans sit around and play video games all day. We're going to let them play video games while we build the robot takeover. We're going to basically bioweapon you and get rid of you. Oh, it's not scary to have world leaders talking about how they're going to kill everybody. Let's just make fun of Alex Jones and have Bill Maher make a joke about it. But you might not end up being reassured. If you wanted relief from stories about tire factories and steel plants closing, you could try relaxing with a new 300-page report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, which looks at the likely effects of robot revolution. But you might not end up being reassured, though it promises robot carriers for an aging population. It also forecasts huge numbers of jobs being wiped out of 35% of all workers in the UK unless we demand tires that say human-made. See, nobody's got, this is like the big revolution, free trade, fair trade, all these cultural movements. I've meant for over 15 years to start a foundation. And I've said this, that's like a pro-human development foundation that's not against robots, but is about humans voting with their dollars while we still have that vote to support not just stuff not made in slave factories, but to buy stuff not made by pure robots owned by globalist companies who are part of the massive conspiracy to have the robots first get in charge of manufacturing and farming and communications until we're checkmated and have to give in to the elite's demands because they're allied with the AI system. And whether you think that's coming or not, that's the plan the elites say they're going for. It's so incredible that we're alive watching all this happen, and I can't even get the average yuppie to stop watching a UT football game. And more people I talk to just say, hey, just try to get yourself as ready as you can. Try to get the remnant awake and ready. And try to get our own communities where we dig in outside of this. But then they'll just send the paramilitary technocratic systems after us. Because they're going to see us as a competing intelligence that doesn't want to be part of it. And then they admit in their own literature, you can't really join it because the top AI system is going to basically take over everything else. And then the so-called elite that are a bunch of psychopaths are going to merge with the computers and become gods. You know they're going to start killing each other. You know this isn't going to stop. I mean, you can see where this is going. Ah, this is horrible. This is horrible, and I can't get the yuppies to care. I just can't get them.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
I've decided he was a butthead, maybe geniuses love the public.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Who else is showing Hank Hill introducing, huh? That is Mike Judge introduced the show, my good buddy. Made the film Idiocracy that he conceded has now come true a couple hundred years early. So we're going to go to your phone calls now. I started getting into this article from The Guardian that is truly intriguing because it's the public rollout of what's already been decided to be done to you and your family. And there is a 100% alternative to this right now, should the public choose to get informed and decide to struggle and fight back. The problem is the feather bed, the entertainment grid, the opiate of the masses has been designed to be so alluring, but also unfulfilling, but still alluring, and so IQ and neuron destroying, as the studies show, what screen time does, that most people are already in a deep trance and cannot be reached. And they're going to be boiled like frogs slowly as to never be uncomfortable as their eyes roll back in their heads culturally, spiritually, politically, and they finally are thrown on the ash heap of history. The decision has been made that humans are obsolete. The decision has been made to phase us out. The decision has been made to first dumb us down and make us economically under the control of governments and large computer farms and robot manufacturing and agrarian farming systems. And then there will be the social mopping up of the public as the giant mass of 80% of people by then, this is about a decade out probably, 80% will be on the dole and will be howling and demanding that the human farms and sectors not under their control be destroyed because the propaganda will tell them that they're not getting all the goods of the rich humans not living inside the compact city, UN, Agenda 21, controlled systems. That'll be after the third world's been wiped out with bioweapons released by terrorists, you mean the globalists. And we're all in compact cities, you know, showing off how much we submit to the system so that we have the chance to join the global academy and go on and be part of the advanced reservations and government facilities. Don't leave us here with the general public and to the off-world bases and the undersea bases and the offshore bases. Oh, protect us. Let us be part of the fabulous new world government. We're the rock star globalists. We'll be preparing to merge with AI and become gods in their own words. And then perhaps you can serve them and bow down to them because you genetically had what it took to join them. That's the actual plan. And to come to think of it, that repeatedly I've been contacted by globalists, billionaires, top elitists, and offered to join them. And they say, because you care and you see it, the public doesn't care. They don't want your help. We've already tried to help them. Just join us. And I just can't do it. A, because it tells me my soul will be destroyed. I mean, I just, God-fearing part of me knows it's joining with evil. Also, I don't trust these people. They're going to screw over almost everybody that joins with this system. And that's clear. It's the very nature of the system. And it's just, I just don't hate humanity. As ugly and dumb as we are, the globalists are the author of much of what we've done. They are the authors of how far we've fallen to a great extent. And so I've chosen who I'm with. As pathetic and dumb as they are, and I mean, I can't blame an autistic child who was given, you know, 40-something shots by 18 months and can't talk and, you know, was 10 years old screaming in a movie theater in diapers. I mean, I can't feel elitist because I can't help them and they're dumb. I have to just try to lovingly save kids that haven't been hit yet by the enemy's operation. As they test, how many brain-damaged kids can we get? How many people with cancer can we get? How many neurological disorders can we get before people look around them and go, somebody's targeting us. Somebody's hitting us with something. And it's all in the white papers. You know, I've literally seen thousands of articles and white papers over the years admitting all this. Secret meetings for world government, secret meetings for world population reduction, secret meetings on what additives should be put in the water. I mean, in Singapore, per neighborhood, they put different stuff in the water. It's the global testing center. Obviously, it's an island, and I've been told don't come there or I'll be thrown in chains. But they're doing this here, too. I mean, you're not in Kansas, is what I'm trying to get at here. I know I say that all the time, but I'm on a planet in deep space. Obviously, stuff's pretty wild. Things are not what they seem. And I always thought I was just average. But I guess if you're just an average person compared to people that are totally dumbed down and mesmerized by television, Or who don't even believe in themselves enough to get anything done or stand up to tyranny, what do you do? Carlos, Aaron, Josh, Clayton, Mark, I will go to all of you if the hair lips the admiral when we come back in the next segment. And then I'll take other calls and get into political correctness, which is just mind control. But I started reading this article and it really flipped me out this morning. And then seeing it in the stack today and just being reminded of it because I didn't learn anything from it. And the article's written to basically just prepare you for it. Because metaphysically, they have to warn you before they do something to you. It's by Charles Arthur. I'd like to get Charles Arthur on the show. But if you want to read the real antecedent to this, read Why the Future Doesn't Need Me by Bill Joy in 1999 in April in Wired Magazine. But this is The Guardian. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. Actually, no, the gods are going to kill everybody. Of course, those who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. I forget who said that. And these so-called gods, these modern Neros, you really think the real creator of this planet is going to let you win? See, you're handicapped. You don't have the dimensional connections to the spirit world, and so you don't realize that what you're doing is demonic, and what you're doing is the pure nature of evil to end free will and to play God and to not let humans develop naturally. You'll argue there is no natural development. There is no unnatural mutation. I've heard it all from the IBM executives and the rest of them. Okay, I know what you're going to say before you think it. Talking to people out there that buy into all this crap because you went to some meeting at a university and got patted on the head because you think you're part of the crew now. You idiots. I'm talking to new listeners that serve the establishment. You think you're going to prey on your fellow humans and ascend to the next level? That's 101 as a rule in the universe that you're going to be absolutely brought down for what you've done. You people are the opposite of the type of spirits because you're not even spirits. You're little greedy bastards. You're not even alive. You've lost your souls already. And you're so dead, you think you're going to merge with a machine and become alive? If you were alive, you'd know that that would be the end of your humanity. Not to use a machine to augment you or help you or help you survive. Or no, a machine that makes you a god. A machine that takes over your free will. A machine. Give me a break. A machine made by men. And you think it's the god. And you'll want to believe it's artificially intelligent. You'll want to believe it has all the answers. When all the answers were laying in front of you. It's like when your kids will be looking for their hat or looking for their homework, and they're going, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And it's like right there on the table in front of them. Interesting article, though, because it admits you're not going to have your jobs, you have no future, and should you even be kept around as a workforce? No, they'll be a workforce. They're going to be the new political minders in the next to last phase to help bring down anybody that doesn't want to merge with this. But first, your phone calls when we return. Carlos, stay there. You're up first. Then Mark, Josh, Clayton, Frank, Sean, and others.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome back. Let's go right to your phone calls. Even if you don't believe the elite can merge with machines and become gods, that's their religion. Like radical Islam is kill Christians, kill Jews, enslave everybody, take over. That's their belief. It's like some pygmies, you know, believe that they could eat somebody's heart and get their strength. Or some tribes in the Pacific Ocean think they can cut your head off and shrink your head and get your soul. It doesn't mean I believe in that. It means that's what they believe in. That's basically the criminology we're talking about. And so to understand why our world's going in the direction it's going, you have to understand eugenics and transhumanism in its modern sense, not its pop sense, but its actual elite sense. I want to go now to your phone calls, Carlos, Mark, Frank, Sean, Aaron, Josh, Clinton, and others. Carlos, you're up first from Virginia. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Awesome. Long-time listener, about 8 years. I'm glad to talk to you on the phone. I love your product. And I just want to say, over the years, man, I've learned a lot about what's going on. There's a lot I know I don't know still, but I'm learning. And honestly, it's really made me seek God a whole lot more because I realize what we're really up against as far as humanity. And I would encourage anybody out there, you know, I know people aren't really tuned into religion and not turned on to it, and I understand that. But honestly, just to have a personal relationship with God, you know, seek Him sincerely. And I think that's step one.
Well, that's right. The system wants us to be soulless. That's why they're taking control of the churches, to make sure that people are basically led by these false prophets. But when you stare into the abyss of evil, when you really study this, it makes you understand there is evil, there's also good, and it makes you want to get yourself right with God.
Absolutely. So I want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing, but I wanted to mention something about the GOP debate in the future. I know this last one with NBC was pretty much a joke. And what are your thoughts about maybe the alternative media, since it's on the rise, mostly with InfoWars and others, maybe hosting or moderating the next GOP-type debate? Or
well, obviously, if the candidates wanted to have myself or let's say Matt Drudge host a debate, they would probably do it with Drudge. But no one gets more establishment than political candidates. So they're afraid of quote, anything radical. Trump is successful because he is radical and has plugged InfoWars and other sites like Drudge. But still, so many of these politicians think that the more milquetoast, middle-of-the-road they act, the more people like them. But I don't think the NBC or MSNBC or CNBC debate was all the same thing. But the CNBC debate a few weeks ago was a joke. It was the establishment media out of bullets with the candidates standing up to them, and they were shell-shocked at the end of it. So I think they should go to more establishment debates and absolutely tear the daylights out of them. But also they should host their own, say, RNC debate up on a podium, 2 hours long, questions from the audience or randomly generated, whatever the case is. And then everybody can carry the feed, and you'd end up with 6 or 7 channels having it, and it'd be much bigger. Anything like that is a game-changing innovator, and I certainly support it. Thank you so much, Carlos. That's what Matt Drudge talks about, having your own website, having your own platform, doing your own media. not going and doing it on somebody else's platform. So I would be all for the GOP saying, we'll take three questions from CNN, three from Fox, three from MSNBC, three from whatever, but then we're going to take the rest of the questions, another 20 or so, from alternative media. And then you could have your questions that were mailed in, put in a big hopper, spun around, and then taken out. Stuff like that. Some would be goofy, some would be serious, some would be wild cards, but I guarantee you it would have record ratings than anything ever seen. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in North Carolina. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, Alex. Honored to talk to you.
Welcome.
I saw two things. I saw Spectre today, and you know what I was thinking when I was watching it? I don't want to go into all the details about it, but I was thinking, you know, the InfoWars people could have just as easily put this thing together. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, incredible from start to finish. I mean, of course, you have the silly special effects that's unrealistic, but all...
Well, sure, I have to say that I've not been a fan of James Bond movies other than for their intentional or unintentional comedy factors for a long time. I mean, I've got some of the old Roger Moore movies and some of the old Sean Connery movies on DVD. I let my kids watch them, and we make fun of them, and it's really good comedy. That said... the modern movies have been not very good, and I went and saw Spectre last week, and I thought it was excellent overall. It did have some Fast and Furious type stuff with the planes going down the mountains and cars driving down steps and unrealistic stuff, but other than that, I'd give it about a 90, and the last two, I'd give about a 70. Really good topics, really good issues, really good technology. The first helicopter scene and obviously the first opening scene on November 2nd down in Mexico City for Day of the Dead. It was from start to finish a really good, entertaining film. I agree with you.
There's another thing, too. I read a book recently. I just finished, as a matter of fact, called Code of Conduct by Brad Thor. I think it was maybe his best book. Again, he could have just as easily gotten that view, and he probably did get a lot of stuff from you.
Well, take The Last Captain America. You know, I don't think it's getting it from me. I think it's adjusting your perspective a little bit, getting behind the curtain, and then you see pretty much the whole thing. Different eyes will see different things, but generally we see the same thing. Plus, the globalists are so arrogant, they operate as if the public has no hope and is already defeated. So they pretty much admit everything they're doing in white papers. Now, that's really where we need to target that and get that out to the public. But go ahead.
But I posted on Brad Thor's Facebook, too, that instead of calling you a conspiracy theorist, that I heard him one time talking on Glenn Beck, instead of going to somebody, a fool like Glenn Beck, he should come on to your show because it's obvious he gets most of his material or a good portion of his material from you. I posted that before he even finished the book because I could tell how much of your...
Well, sure. And God bless you. I appreciate your call, Mark. My greatest success, undoubtedly, is influencing the conservative and libertarian media. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, or any of these other hosts, Sean Hannity, they're saying things I said 10 years ago today. And so it's my job to push the envelope, to tell the truth, to say what's dangerous, and then I make it safe for them later to say it. But see, I'm not here to get ratings and just make money. I need ratings and money to get the word out. I really am in a war. So I don't see Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck as competition. I don't see Sean Hannity or Michael Savage as competition. Michael Savage, you know, basically, I'm not going to get into his background. It's not a secret, but the guy's a multi-billionaire, and so is his family. So he doesn't need money either. You notice he comes on the show, he cares. He knows we're losing the country. He doesn't do it for money. Somebody like Glenn Beck or others, you know, they see me as competition. So they're going to make little nasty jabs and stuff because... they're not Alex Jones or Michael.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can run on for a long time.
To tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is, my friends. Johnny Cash is bringing us in. Finishing up on the subject the last caller raised. This was Mark. Then we're going to go to Frank, Sean, Aaron, Josh, Clinton, and others. They have had, just in the last few weeks, a whole bunch of TV channels, national comedians, Bill Maher, you name it, come out and say that I said things I didn't say. You know, Alex Jones says cancer is good for you. That's what Bill Maher said. Stuff like that. Or Alex Jones doesn't like black people. That's what he told me. mean, that's the kind of stuff they're doing. And they're doing stuff that they could lose lawsuits very easily with because they've been green-lighted by their bosses. We will pay the lawsuits if he wins. We don't care. We want him destroyed. And the fact that they would do stuff like that shows the gloves are off. But you got a lot of libertarians and conservatives and others that have kind of tuned into Fox News or CNN, and they just get whatever's said there, and then that's what's safe for them to say, and they stick with that. And then if I get up here 3 years ago and say missiles were smuggled out of Benghazi, they killed the ambassador to cover it up, and I have CIA whistleblowers on and colonels on, they just go on shows and call me a conspiracy theorist. Now, 3 years later, those very same hosts come out and report it like, coming back, we're going to break the big news to you. I'm not proud of the fact we break stuff first. I'm doing it because I want to beat these people. I'm doing it because I know I can make it safe for lesser men to join the team and fight the globalist. I'm about stopping this takeover. I'm about winning. Not about getting the brass ring, not about having the biggest jet, not about having the biggest house. I could care less. I want to change history for the better. I believe in humanity. And I'm here ringing the alarm, a modern Paul Revere. And my audience, you the listeners, we the people, you're the real power of this broadcast. You're the reason they're attacking it everywhere. You're the reason they're coming after us. Because the real power of this show is you. And secondarily, but just as important, it's the fact that the cowards all plagiarize and take what we say and do and repeat it. Well, then they're not cowards at all. I love them. And if I fall, if I'm destroyed, it'll just make us that much bigger. And I don't want that to happen. I'm a little bit selfish. At the end of the day, it's all in God's hands. But I know who I am. I know what I stand for. And I know history. So being ridiculed or attacked or demonized at a sick level is entertaining. And I repented of that 5 years ago. I don't get off on it anymore. I realize it's part of the danger zone we're in, and I shouldn't get off on being lied about and attacked. Again, I'm so aggressive and so manly that when I get attacked and lied about, I actually like it. I mean, it's sinful, and I repent for it. But the enemy doesn't hurt me when they do that stuff. It actually is a sick way I get off on it, and I've almost gotten to the point where I don't get off on it, and now I realize how serious it is, and I realize it means how important our work is. But that's just what it comes down to. Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank. And, Frank, you're calling in from North Carolina. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I sacrificed my Sunday NFL Carolina Panthers win over the Green Bay Packers today because I thought it'd be a good time to go and see the movie, Spectra. And I only see about maybe one movie every two or three years. I saw Mad Max. That was kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I was a big Mad Max fan growing up.
That was one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah. But, I'm getting an echo.
Well, I'm sorry, brother. Just go ahead.
Hey, just based on memory, I just saw it a few hours ago. It's kind of a long movie, too. Actually, out of the four movies that Daniel Craig has done, I'd say Spectre is as good as any of them. I think the fight scene on the train was probably about as good as any fight scene I've ever seen.
I'm about to say, that big guy's scary. I actually know a retired MMA fighter that looks just like that guy. I was almost like, is he in this movie? Pretty scary guy.
Yeah, I read all the Ian Fleming books as a boy. I've read some of them two or three times since then. So I'm kind of a fan of the character and all that. But anyway, the movie itself evokes, the New World Order.
They actually say the New World Order in the movie. I should have pointed that out, yeah.
It evokes false flag operations very clearly in the movie. Any idiot can listen and watch. They're saying that criminal elements infiltrate governments and create false flag attacks to manipulate the masses and bring in...
Yeah, they want to get a global NSA basically run by a corporate UN group, so they stage bombings around the world anytime a country doesn't vote for it.
In the movie, they specifically create and manufacture a terrorist attack in South Africa. They harp quite a bit in the movie on the surveillance state, and it comes out pretty much that everybody, even the in crowd, the spies, M, you know, the character M, he's over the 007 or the 00 section, all the people in the MI5, all that, they're all being monitored. Their personal lives, everything's being monitored.
That's right. And it also says HUMET or human intelligence is the way to go, and giving it over to machines only makes you weaker. It's a pro-human movie. Now, I thought it was the best James Bond movie I've probably ever seen. It had some problems, but and I don't usually say movies have a good message, but I think overall it was a pretty good movie.
Overall, it's pretty good. I have no idea who the hell came up with the decision for the guy that sang the theme song. That didn't sound like a James Bond theme song. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was the best intro ever, too, though. Just pretty amazing movie. I went and saw it and was like, wow, this is actually a good movie. Most movies I see, I can't stand watching them. So I just sit at home and watch Stanley Kubrick films and stuff like that. But it was powerful. I appreciate your call. We've had a lot of calls about Spectre today, and there's a lot of real stuff going on. That's why I haven't really talked about it. The last Captain America had a great message. But then now the new comic book and the new movie coming out is he fights the Tea Party. So you can see what happened when Disney took it over. Let's go ahead now and take another caller. Let's talk to Sean in Canada. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks a lot for taking my call, man. First time ever. Dude, I'm going to tell you something. You are fantastic. And, we are the resistance whenever it comes putting things on the air and getting your message out. You know, my mom passed away, 2 years ago? And that's when I started listening to you. And I'll tell you something, brother. You are fantastic.
Well, please, my friend, I'm just here trying to build a civilization and future for my children, just like you probably are. So please don't thank me. This is survival mechanism right here.
Absolutely. So I thank all your listeners and everybody that does this and, putting out and everything like that. So basically, you guys lost Gunnar Hansen, today, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So that's not what I'm calling about, man. It's a sad thing when people lose. There's been so many deaths in my family in the past couple of weeks. It's been crazy. So basically here in, you keep talking about this stuff about the borders, being open. But I'm going to tell you something. Every time you talk about it, I get a little PO'd about it because I'm like, if you come to Niagara Falls, and that's where I am, 10 minutes away from the border, you cannot get past.
Oh, I know. I'm saying this. Our southern border is open to illegals that don't follow the system, basically. They've stopped deportations for a great extent. But if you try to work in the system, they make it really hard to come here. And all we say is, don't be a felon. Come here. We need workers. We need good people. We need college educated. We need, I got folks working here that are from other countries and have visas. I'm trying to get Watson to come over here and get him a visa. I mean, I'm not against immigrants. We are a country of immigrants. I'm against bringing people in and then weaponizing them. But I'm fully aware that northern border is very hard to get through either way. I've been harassed repeatedly trying to get into Canada.
I work at the hotels along the border here on the Canadian side. And I'll tell you something, even when I go into the U.S., I've been over the Fort Erie border, the Peace Bridge. I've been at the Rainbow Bridge. I've also been at the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge. And I'm telling you right now, at the Rainbow Bridge one time I was taken in there, and I was strip-searched.
Wow.
And, I'm a British citizen still. I've been in Canada for,
Well, listen, we got to jump, but you're a great example of perception. How I just oversimplify, our borders are wide open, and people think this guy's full of it. No, I agree. The northern border is clamped down. Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom
custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Clinton in Texas, your call's up next. Then Josh, Aaron, and others. As many as I can get to in this last segment. And then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, with the weekday four-hour transmission now expanded out to 4 hours. And the fourth hour, I co-host or have other hosts. So we have more information, more time to cover news, more special reports. You can find the free feeds at InfoWars.com/show. We also have PrisonPlanet.com and other web platforms. We've redesigned InfoWars to make it more modern. About 85% of people like it. 15% don't like it. I'll be honest, at some levels I don't like it because I'm used to the old site. But we're going to be doing some tweaking, adding some new features. The biggest problem is featured stories has less stories than the old one, and they scroll off. That's why you've got to click on View All to find more of that. But I'm going to be doing a tutorial on it and breaking down the site in the next few days for folks. We're going to be adding some features as well. Right now, you can kind of say this is a live beta test. Like, see right here, why is this a big white area right here? You know, just stuff like that that we're going to be working on. So it'll be getting better. And we are taking your feedback as well, the emails, the comments, with what's happening with the site. But what's really important is the articles themselves, obviously, and you passing those articles on to others. And legendary U.S. Army commander says Russia would annihilate U.S. in head-to-head battle in Europe. Videos, mysterious lights spotted over California, airspace over the Pacific is closed, incoming flights. The media asks, is it flying saucers? No, it's missile test. I mean, they just always act completely ignorant about stuff. So that's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I want to get to political correctness some, because this is really going far right now. It's really pushing itself right now. Aggressively. And people say, well, it makes them look dumb. It makes them look stupid. Well, that's because you weren't brought up under this level of conditioning. You were brought up under the first level of political correctness that sounds reasonable. Hey, let's not call people handicapped. Handicap, it hurts their feelings. Well, handicap doesn't mean anything. It just means, like, if you're not good at golf, you're a new player, they give you a handicap so you have a better chance of winning. It's kind of like, you know, letting your kid, when you're in a race with them, start 10 seconds before you in the swimming pool or, you know, at the park. And, hey, don't use the word black. Don't use this word. Don't use that word. More and more, don't use the word homosexual, even though it's a scientific word, like heterosexual. And then once they get you to agree to that, hey, let's ban swastikas. Okay, now let's ban American flags. It sets the precedent that there are speech police, thought police. And every day I see 3-4 crazy examples of this now. But there's one that I saw on the Daily Caller yesterday. The Daily Mail has it today as well. They're up on Infowars.com in the featured news archive. The moment Yale students encircled and shouted down professor who told them to just look away if they were offended by Halloween costumes. And he's over the department, student affairs, and they had come to him, it's now come out, and asked him to ban Halloween. Now, whether you like the holiday of Halloween or whether you hate it, whatever, that's not being debated here. The point is that all over the Western world they're saying, don't do be a geisha girl, or even if you're Hispanic, don't be a mariachi. Well, I mean, it's fun to wear a sombrero and run around. I mean, you can be any outfit. It's not attacking people if I dress up like a Native American or if I dress up like a, you know, whatever. Obviously, that's ridiculous. It's mind control. And so students surround the professor and start screaming and going, not safe, I hate you, you know. Implying they want to get him fired. In fact, they've sent letters. They want him fired. They're not safe now. They're bad. He says, well, you know, I have a different vision than you. We have to be inclusive. So they're just turning everything into racist so they can dominate it and basically boss you around. They're bullying. They're the tyrants. And this is what I ran into on Halloween wearing a captain's hat. People asked me if it was a Nazi and got in my face. It was clearly a captain's hat, nothing to do with. I mean, it's as racist as a Southwest Airlines hat. My cousin was going to the store and said, what costumes do you want? I said, we're going out on this boat you've rented for your birthday, same day. Let's give me a captain's hat. Well, he got me actually an airline hat. A navy blue with, you know, wings on an airline hat. And there were white people that I saw out at parties walking around going, my white privilege, my privilege. I said, are you joking? Are you playing the part of a politically correct person? I went, no, I can't wear it. It'll hurt someone. I'm just so bad. I mean, it's mass mental illness. And people say, oh, that didn't really happen. Yeah, it did. Well, here's video of it as they shriek and scream and freak out they're not safe because he wouldn't ban Halloween. And because they said in the letter, if you don't like a costume, just don't look at it. Now, universities everywhere, if this is Yale, are shredding constitutions. Women come in and say, it's scary. They go, I agree, it's evil. And they erase it. So she's like, oh, my God, Halloween, I might see somebody in a costume that offends me. Ban everything. Ban speech. It hurts me. It's a pre-ban on the Constitution, on free expression, preemptively. It's the end of free speech. It's called totalitarianism. But this is the scholarship-loving, liberal fascist women with their boyfriends behind them going, they only speak after she speaks. They only agree with her. That's right. That's right. The woman speaks. The man agrees. And I talk to people at UT that I know who are going through different high-level PhD programs, and they say it is beyond a Jim Jones cult. They tell white people, you are inherently bad, period. They go, no, we're all one species. Love is the answer. Hardcore liberals, people I know that are real liberals, are being told, no, you're white, you're evil, by white people. And then they all sit there and just chant like cults. I mean, folks, the country is far gone. Europe is far gone. This is scientific mind control. Jerry Seinfeld says, we're going to move back to New York so you can meet more boys. Girls and boys together is sexist and racist. Boys are bad. He's like, you're joking. No, they are. Total mental illness by design. And they get them all in a cult re-education camp level where there's a whole bunch of them together, and they all start reinforcing it. Brown paper bags. He's a cowboy. Geisha girl. This is what you're paying for with the education. Let's go to the clip as she hyperventilates with a bunch of students nodding their heads, agreeing, and marching up aggressively. And the real reason is he's white. And most of them are, quote, minorities. Now, most, quote, minorities, who are a majority, by the way, most places, are not mentally ill like this. But this is at a college, and these people are completely under panic attack control. Even psychologists writing articles for Atlantic Monthly admit it's like some type of weird panic attack disorder that they have superimposed on them. This is mass mind control. Here it is.
The exception is because other people have rights too, not just
back up and start again. Notice they're saying to the professor, other people have rights too to not be offended. So you have a right to not be offended to public. No, you don't. Let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
The exception is because other people have rights too, not just
Do you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort.
And pause. Let's back it up 10 seconds. Notice she says the key words here. Be quiet. Starts trying to talk to another person. She's, be quiet. I am anointed. I am a woman. Be quiet. Here it is.
For all humans, do you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Filament. You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
Then no, I don't agree with that.
Alright, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. She says, you've heard a place of comfort and safety. Again, they just define what comfort is. A total FEMA camp. Total tyranny, total mind control, total cult. And he says, I don't agree with that. She starts screaming and cussing. Not agreeing with her. That's what Facebook now says. Not agreeing with someone is hate speech. That's in their new terms of service. Here it is.
Sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that? Then
no, I don't agree with that.
Did you accept the position? Who the hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a master, you should step down. It is not about creating a new actual thing. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
In his face aggressively.
You are not doing that.
You're supposed to be our advocate.
Sorry, other callers, I'm out of time. Fade down the music. Let's go out to break with our shrieking. Give her the floor. Only she can speak. She's God. Go out to the end of the show with this. Here it is.
You should be at this at Wednesday when you hear her front go say that she didn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman in Filament. How do you explain that? These freshmen come here, they think this is what Yale is? You hear that?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.